A group of kayakers stopped off in Petersburg this week on their 1,200-mile expedition through the Inside Passage. The 8-man group includes 6 British military veterans. They have suffered gunshot wounds, 2 double amputations, paralysis, and PTSD from war zones including Iraq and Afghanistan. Theo Jones is the team's project manager. He's a civilian, but has been inspired by the veterans on the team.
They are trying to shout from the rooftops that you don't have to be defined by disability. If they can influence the wounded veteran community, prove what is possible, and there are definitely people out there who are going to listen, 100%.
They're raising money for The Not Forgotten, a UK charity which supports veterans with disabilities. More than $170,000 has been donated so far. They originally planned to kayak the Amazon River in 2020, but then came the pandemic. After 3 postponements, the expedition was then changed to the Inside Passage. Jones says taking on the treacherous waters of Southeast Alaska comes with a unique set of challenges.
The environment, you've got tide and weather, wildlife, eating outside of camp, things like that. The psychology, because the endurance of this is so long, the physical, these boats weigh so much. It takes 6 of us to lift the 2-man boats.
The team aims to travel 15 nautical miles per day. Unless they can stop in towns like Petersburg and Ketchikan, they just search for a spot onshore to pitch their tents. They're not too concerned about bears or wolves, though. They're much more afraid of the massive amounts of rain that batters the Tongass every summer.
If the weather is going to be damp, we don't say the R word as a team, because it will provoke it. It'll come then, and we don't want that, because if it does get that wet, life is miserable. The tent is saturated, it gets underneath it, it just goes everywhere, and it doesn't dry out. You know, at the end of that day, after 20 miles or whatever it is, you know you're going to get into a wet sleeping bag, and life is very, very hard.
Jones says they haven't had much R word so far, but after 58 days of paddling, they were ready to sleep with a roof over their heads in Petersburg. They spent the weekend at the volunteer fire department, fully equipped with a kitchen, bathroom, and most importantly, a shower. The team even made it downtown for some Petersburg hospitality. Cheeseburgers, fries, and beers.
Incredibly warm, incredibly helpful. It's places like Petersburg and Ketchikan that make this whole thing so possible, or so much easier, and it makes it possible. Definitely be out here again. Really lovely people, lovely place.
The team won't be able to finish their journey together. The start of the expedition was delayed in leaving Washington State, so it's just Jones and 2 others who will continue paddling north for the next 24 days to reach their final destination in Skagway.